T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Former NFL scout, now podcaster, 3 and Out Podcast, John Middlecoff here on 92.3 The Fan. What's up, John?
Hey, what's going on, fellas? How you doing?
My guy Middlecoff, always pimping something on Instagram. You're my hero, by the way.
Yeah, I don't have the NFL money like you, D-Fox, so I got to hustle.
Dude, you crack me up on Instagram, by the way. It's a good follow. Hey, let's start with this, John. The Zion thing, you're going off on Twitter about this today. What'd you make of that whole incident last night in the conversation it sparked today?
Like, my whole deal with the overreaction whenever someone gets hurt, like, the system's screwy. We've known that for a long time. But guys get hurt playing sports. Guys get hurt working out, as we've seen getting ready for this combine. You've had a couple first-rounders, you know, tear an ACL. You had another guy get injured. It happens. And last night was as freaky of a freak deal. Now, I understand that in basketball, it's definitely different than football. You know, in football, I think it's fair to say even the top guys need time in college. Zion, he was NBA ready day one. But one thing's clear, whenever at least I've seen him talk, he really likes being there. And let's call it what it is. Being a Duke doesn't suck. It's well documented now. I was getting crap on Twitter last night. These guys get paid. You know, we know that. The feds told us that if you didn't believe it, if you were naive enough to think that the top college basketball players get compensated. And they have well before I was born, the John Wooden days, they were paying players. The famous Sam Gilbert, the lawyer, had them all on the Bill Walton, all on the payroll. So he's going to be fine. It doesn't look like the knee injury is that serious. It sucks because I think we were all excited for this game and just that team. They're the only team this year to me in college football that's worth watching. And now I'd be shocked if he plays again, but I don't know. I think so far I've seen nothing come out today that he's going to come back, and that's probably a bad sign because we know with injuries, you know, you see it in the NFL all the time. When a guy gets hurt, you usually know the next morning what the deal is, but they've gone quiet because I would imagine they're discussing his future. So that probably lends us to say that he's never going to play college basketball again.
John, at least we got the title of your next book. It can be called Being a Duke Doesn't Suck. So that's good. You have that going for you, which is nice. John Middlecoff here on 92.3 The Fan. All right, so John, tell me the difference, though, because we're getting a lot of calls and a lot of people that are saying, well, hey, you know, Bosa in college football, he had to sit out. And then I say, well, yeah, but college basketball is totally different. And this is, it's not the same sport, and it's not nearly as physical, and it's not nearly as demanding as even college football is. I get it from the college football equation. I don't see it from the college basketball equation.
Well, plus, if Zion was going to get ready, right, let's say he had taken this year off, he refused to play college basketball, he was either playing in the G League, he went to Europe, he'd be playing basketball. Mm-hmm. Couldn't you argue that it's a higher level in the ACC than it would be, you know, some random league in Europe, or even just playing pickup games with, you know, former pros or however you would do it? It's not like, I mean, these guys now have been consistently doing it forever. Some guys get hurt, some guys don't. It's just, it was a freak deal. I don't even think he's that hurt. That's the thing. It's not like that was a career ender, you know? Maybe made his family realize this isn't worth it. But it sure to me feels like he's had a pretty enjoyable, 3 or 4 months at Duke. He's been really the only thing we've talked about in college basketball. And I bet you guys, with the basketball team tanking, you're rooting for the guy to come. I mean, he's a box office player.
Yeah. No, we are. I mean, it's the only reason I watch college basketball, and I'm hoping the Cavs can get him. I was devastated last night, John. I made my night plans around that game, and 30 seconds in, it's over. And I don't know. I frankly guess I doubt if we see him again at this point.
No, but you know, Dustin, to me, just in sports in general, especially basketball and football, practices, working out, the games, you can get hurt doing anything at any moment. I think social media now, we talk about it so much. I mean, we've seen for years guys get injured at OTAs or a basketball player get hurt in a practice. Some guys, like LeBron, went 16 years before he was ever hurt. It's just, to me, there is some randomness to all of this.
Yeah, it's a fair point. John Middlecoff, 3 and Out Podcast here on 92.3 The Fan. We dove into Bill Barnwell's 5 moves that he thinks the Browns should make as he has his column come out on ESPN today. And there's a couple that stood out to us. I wanted your thoughts and reactions towards him suggesting the Browns sign Ndamukong Suh. You know, Suh at 32 at this point. He hasn't gotten along in the locker room very well in most places that he's been, in particular Miami and also Detroit. But something clicked this past year. He was great, not only in the locker room with Los Angeles, but he was just a really good player. But it's also a lot easier to be a really good player next to someone like Aaron Donald than it is to other guys.
Yeah, to me, it's all about what he costs. I'm not paying him $13, $14 million a year. It was a pretty unique situation, like you said. He got to play next to arguably the best defensive player in football. Now, the Browns have an unreal up-and-coming player in Myles Garrett, but it's different when the guy next to you, you know, is right there. So they can't double-team with the guard and center. The three of them have to pick one guy, and they're always going to pick Aaron Donald. If you don't have another great defensive tackle, you're just going to double-team Ndamukong Suh. And I've never been a big Suh guy. I actually think great this year would be strong. He was solid, and when he tries, he dominates. But he doesn't consistently try. And if he's not going to consistently try, you know, on the Rams, is he going to go to the Browns or just whatever team he ends up on and do that? I don't know. I'm not a big Ndamukong Suh guy, so you're probably asking the wrong person.
Hey, John, the Browns signed Kareem Hunt. We don't know if he's going to play this year. We don't know how many games he's going to be suspended. Did you like the signing from a football standpoint? And I guess give me your thoughts. Were you surprised?
I guess I was and I wasn't. I was in the sense that I thought Nick Chubb was Dorsey's guy, and it was pretty clear to you guys all know living there, but people just on the outside, this guy's pretty damn good and going to have a chance to be maybe one day a top four or five running back. Now, I think you'd argue Kareem Hunt already is, and John Dorsey was the guy that drafted him. And, you know, why not? Well, what do you have to lose? Because I never look at the NFL – and freak out. Like, I don't hold them to be the moral compass of society. So, of course, John Dorsey would have been at a competitive disadvantage if he wasn't interested in the player. Now, did he need to sign him? I don't know, but is he even going to play? Like you said, I mean, how many games are we talking? Does he come back in mid-November and Nick Chubb's already rolling? He didn't invest any money. It might not even impact anything. I'm torn. I'm not anti it. I'm not for it. Whenever I have a young player, though, that I've drafted really high, why would you do that? Because now Nick Chubb has to answer questions whenever this guy, because he's going to be there probably during OTAs, and then he'll come back, and if Nick Chubb's rolling, why wouldn't you just roll with the guy that you've invested in that seems to be a high-level, high-character guy that is your guy? So I probably wouldn't have done it just from a football standpoint if I was Dorsey. But he's John Dorsey. That's why they pay him millions to be the GM.
Staying in the AFC North, John, does Big Ben have too much power? And I mean that in the way from doing the radio shows and being able to voice whatever he wants to, where all signs point to Antonio Brown, Le'Veon Bell, both being out of that equation and them putting it back on Big Ben. And the you know, when you listen to their GM yesterday, Kevin Colbert, talk about some of the different ways that Big Ben is able to just say things and do things that are differently than other guys on the team. We know his value. We know he's the quarterback. But are they going and letting him do a little bit too much?
Yeah, to me, no. I mean, the quarterback, I don't have the records in front of me, but when he's in there, they win. When he's not, they struggle. I mean, it's pretty black and white. And it's a quarterback league, and he's one of the best of the last 20-plus years. So Antonio Brown, who's a great player, they will replace him. Because they've replaced guys like that before, and no team drafts better wide receivers than the Steelers. Le'Veon Bell, they replaced him with a guy that overcame cancer and they drafted in the middle of the rounds, before he got hurt late in the season. James Conner's stats were pretty equal to what Bell had done the previous year. And again, back to what I said about Big Ben, you win when the guy's in the game, and you lose when the guy's out. I mean, this year, I watched firsthand against the Raiders. He played the first half, they were winning. He has some mysterious injury, doesn't play the second half, but then they start losing and he does Big Ben. He has drama. I'm not disputing that. He's got a little LeBron to him. He's not as good as LeBron, but just he plays up everything, and I can see where his teammates, it wears him out. Well, let's call it what it is. Le'Veon Bell and Antonio Brown are drama too, so they just want more of the spotlight. And that's not the way the NFL works. The quarterback has all the juice, and once he proves that he's a really good player and an all-pro and a Pro Bowl-level guy, you got to go all in on them from every element to your franchise. And that's the way it's probably always been. It's definitely the way it's going to be moving forward.
Are the Steelers still the favorite in the AFC North for you?
You know, I mean, I get a lot of people are going to pick the Browns. To me, it's just Freddie Kitchens, and I'm a Baker guy, but I it's hard to just say they're the favorite going into this year. So you'd have to lean Pittsburgh, just their history, the resume of how they, you know, just replace players. But I'm not a Lamar Jackson guy. I think John Harbaugh should have got out of town. You know, hit your wagon to a guy that can't throw. So to me, the Ravens are going to take a step back. The Bengals are in shambles. So I lean the Steelers, but if Freddie Kitchens can be a solid coach, and no one knows, I mean, we'll find out in due time, but I do think the Browns have a legitimate chance to dethrone them, but I'll lean Steelers as the favorite, but it's slim margin, as slim of a margin as been in the AFC North probably in the last decade.
I think the Browns, this is a crazy question, hypothetical, but you think Baker Mayfield is good enough for the Browns to win a Super Bowl with?
It's a good question. Sure, because I think he's a better player and going to be a better player than Jared Goff. And you saw if the team's well enough, Jared Goff can get you there. And they played like crap, and they still were down 3-0 in the third quarter of a Super Bowl. Yep. So, yeah. I think they're probably – to me, is Baker ever going to be the best quarterback in the league? You know, Aaron Rodgers level in the peak of his powers? Maybe not. But it's shown that if you're just a top 10 quarterback – and your general manager and your coach are high level, you're going to be in the mix. Because when Russell Wilson won the Super Bowl, he was not this Russell Wilson. He was worse than Baker was last year, remember? He was the word on Russell was, can you win with him throwing the ball a lot? Well, luckily they didn't have to because their defense was so good and they had a Marshawn. But Baker, to me, is already way advanced of what a lot of what Jared Goff was good this year, but he was not very good in the playoffs. And he's never really played in a big game until the pros. Baker had been at Oklahoma playing in big games since he was 20 years old. And he came. He was thrust right into the kind of – they didn't really, I guess, play in big games this year. But kind of. I mean, it felt like they did, even from an outsider's perspective. So, yeah, I think he's definitely good enough to win a Super Bowl.
Is Baker on your list, then, a quarterback you just write a blank check for?
Let's see. I mean, he's only, what, how many games did he play? 10? I think that's yet to be 13, determined because there is more that goes in, right? It's just he's always been a great teammate and his players love him. But that's to me that factors in what just the way he acts, the way he handles success, the way maybe imagine this year if they start like 0-3, you guys would be in shambles. The expectations are going to be sky. How does he handle adversity? But and luckily they don't even. To me, we get so ahead of ourselves. We got to pay this guy. Like even Dak right now. Why do you have to pay Dak? Just let him play it out another year. Sometimes we rush. Like the Niners last year with Jimmy Garoppolo, they had no choice. He was a free agent. You know, the great part about Baker or even Jared Goff, you know, and Carson Wentz, let it play out. There's no rush unless you have Aaron Rodgers or you have no choice. But a lot of these young guys, Deshaun Watson, let's make them prove it a couple years. Andrew Luck, for example, his first 3 years, three straight playoffs. Every year, his first year they didn't win a game. The next year they won a playoff game. The second year they won two playoff games. So this guy, it's clear he was a great player. Where let's make sure these other guys can sustain it before you just start paying them. Because this isn't baseball. You do have a salary cap, and it's proven you pay the wrong guy, i.e. Joe Flacco, it kind of hurts your ability to build a team.
Where's Odell Beckham play next year?
I lean the Giants, but I think the 49ers are going to be pretty interested. I mean, there are going to be a lot of teams interested. Yeah. But you're not going to be able to trade him if you are going to trade him in the NFC East. To me, even I get there in the AFC, but you cannot trade him to the Patriots if you're the Giants. So if you're the Niners, you know, they have a high second-round pick. I would offer that in my next year's first-rounder and hope that gets it done. Because I would imagine with Saquon really kind of becoming a star that they go, well, it was hard to replace Odell when he was the superstar of the team. But now it's like we got Saquon Barkley. Everyone loves him. Let's just get rid of Odell, the hassle. And I don't really think Odell's that big of a hassle. My red flag on him is he gets hurt all the time. He just can't stay healthy. To me, he's less drama than Antonio Brown. That clearly it looks like his teammates don't really like him. The teammates on the Giants, at least from the outside, seem to kind of like Odell, or at least, you know, like playing with him. He's a little crazy during the game, but whatever. We've seen that forever in football.
Yeah, I mean, guys like Sterling Shepard, all sorts of guys seem to like him. Check out John in the 3 and Out podcast. John Middlecoff, great stuff as always. Appreciate the time, man.
Thanks, guys. Enjoy the Caps.
Yeah, we'll try again. Thanks, John.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.